Hey guys, welcome to the Webisoft Startup Trailblazer podcast. We're glad to have you here. And today we have our very, very first guest. Her name is J. Mary Dietsch. She's the owner of a store called Dietsch in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And we invited her to share her experience as an entrepreneur and as a store owner. So welcome, J. Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, please. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to get right into it. So if I were to ask you, who is J. Mary? Who is she? What does she do? Who is she? Where does she come from?
Yes, J. Mary Dietsch is a Cameroonian.
Okay.
She's a writer and an entrepreneur. My both arts are linked. Why? Because my store, Dietsch, is the extension of my writing message. You know, my message is, when I write is about my message, when I write is about tolerance, about dialogue, about mixing the culture, the influences, you know, about trying to get people together.
Okay.
As I wrote, I noticed that the world became more and more violent, more and more prejudiced. So I thought about a way bring my message in a more concrete place. That is how I thought about opening a store where I would offer some products that promote actually universality. How? By mixing items that come from many places. This is what I'm doing.
Okay. That's really interesting. So basically your store is a way for you to spread the message of unity by bringing different fabrics together to create items. So, like, what type of products do you sell?
Actually, I sell products that are from my own creations, and also products that I import from other countries, from many different countries. Talking about my creations, we have home linen, where I, as I told you, I try to mix fabrics that comes from different parts of the world. I can leave Africa, I can leave Asia, I can leave Latin America and Europe, America as countries where I get my fabric to create home linens, mixing, associating different type of fabric. That gives a very amazing product in home linen. My second line of creation is about a porcelain ware. I designed some porcelain line. That is the result of all the expensive experiences I've gotten through my expatriate life, because I travel in many different countries.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, please. You know, I have been in different countries in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, and these trips and stays abroad have made of me what I call a universal person. So when I design my porcelain ware line, I got a really stunning result, you know, because those plates, those dishes doesn't represent exclusively African influence or European influence or American influence. It's a mix of everything, and the result is really amazing. It's really nice.
That's very cool. I really like the way you blended your concept of wanted to bring peace and unify cultures with commerce, with profit. That's really interesting and kind of unique. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, I wanted to say that beside this creation of mine, I also get products from different countries. So when you get into just store, it's a kind of puzzle where you get items from everywhere. It's a store where everyone can find someone of his is interest of the interest.
I see.
See?
Oh.
So you can never enter just store without having something that calls your attention. And this is a way of bringing people together in the same area with different type of items.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So if you were to pick a day to celebrate your business birthday where we have some beer, some smoothies, when would that day be? When was your business created?
Oh, it's a kind of difficult question to answer, but I have to answer. Because difficult, why? Because I actually started business many, many years ago in 1997, something like that, and even earlier, 1990, actually. But talking about business as a contribution to our world, I would choose the day where my first jet store was opened in Paris last year, which is the 26th of June 2017. This will be the very date for my business as something very powerful in terms of bringing people together.
That is so you barely 1 year, 1 year old. That's really good.
Yes. Talking about business, the way I'm trying to do it now, the day I would choose.
So since you started your businesses, I'm sure you have had many challenges. What has been the biggest challenge so far since you have started DH?
Yes, the biggest challenge is to get my message being spread more widely, you know, because this is a concept which is an ideal, actually. And this ideal, I ask to go wherever in the world, you know, the furthest, you know, in many, many countries, in every country in the world, for me to feel as if I'm doing something worth it. You understand what I mean? Because in order to reach the greatest amount of people, my message need to be conveyed, need to be explained, need to be understood. Because if I get myself limited in only an area, it won't be that helpful. So the biggest challenge for me today is to get my message out there the widest way possible.
I see. Have you considered maybe using digital marketing, things like Facebook, Google Ads, and things like that for spreading your message?
Yes, sure. It's something I'm currently working on very strongly because those are tools that no one can do without today, you know?
Yes.
Maybe it's not something for my own generation, but I have no choice but try to use them, the being held, to use those tools because it's the best way to convey the message. But besides that, I still think that human contact, you know, going from country to country, having people that can talk about their own experience while in contact with different culture, that will also be a good means to convey the message, you know, digital, but also human means.
I see. Very, very good. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back with Jim Aridzic. So don't go anywhere. Thank you so much. See you in a bit.
Get digital and go global with WebLeeSoft. At WebLeeSoft, we offer communication and IT services, create websites, mobile apps, and give you wide visibility on social media. Startupers, business persons, small and medium-sized enterprises, don't miss this opportunity. Get your website or mobile app now. Contact 673-042-029. Email info@webleesoft.com. Think positive. Think WebLeeSoft.
And we are back with Jimmery. Jimmery, are you still there?
I'm here, Chris. I'm here. Happy to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So basically, we left off where you were talking about the biggest challenge of your business, which is basically spreading your message. So I wanted to ask you something. What do you like the most about your business? Like when you go to work, when you go to your store in a normal day, what is the best part of your day?
Oh, the best part of my day is when people from everywhere enter the shop and like the items that they see and being amazed by the way blending all those items coming from four different places, having my own creations being so special and getting them admiring what I'm doing. And afterwards, talking with them, explaining them what I'm doing, why I'm there, why I'm at this very place, you know? Because talking with people is the best way to know them and to be known by them, you know? That's and whenever true. You know someone better, you will always be willing to care about the person. And that's this true. Is the kind of relationship I think must prevail among people and making this becoming a chain, you know?
Yes.
And so this is really the good part of my job. And the more people I can receive in my store in a day, the happier I am, you know?
Yes. That makes a lot of sense. So basically, is talking to the customers, getting to know them, and then getting to meet them, spreading that positivity message, and hopefully having that as a chain going around.
That's correct.
That's very good. So what do you like the least about your day or about your business? What is something that is less enjoyable?
What I don't like, I am not sure there's anything I don't like. The thing that would make me a little uncomfortable is when I feel that I have not the means I would like to access the greatest amount of people, you know. When I think about, for example, getting to media, you know, as TV, as radio, as things like that, you know, it's a part where I have to work very hard to get my feet into that area, you know. This is the kind of, this is that can make me feel a little sad, but no, nothing. I love any of my work, you know, everything in my work, you know, from the creation, from the display in the store, from making the place nice, you know, make the store looking as a home for my customers. You know, I love almost everything that I do. Really a passion, and you know, I enjoy everything.
That is very good. I found that it's the case with a lot of entrepreneurs. A lot of entrepreneurs are passionate, very determined, and basically very driven people. So yes, you fit the mold perfectly.
Yes, you know, because when you are not, you have no passion for what you are doing. When you really don't identify yourself with what you are doing, how can you expect making people adhere to what you are doing? You have to be passionate. You have to show people that what you are doing is worth doing it, and that you love it. That is the way you can take people with you on your concept, on your idea, on whatever you are doing.
Okay, so we almost running toward the end of our talk. So I was going to ask you, how did you, like in a summary, how did you grow your business to this point? How did you grow your business to this point? How did you grow your store to the point where it is today?
How do I grow it? it has been a challenge, a daily challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to be bold, you know,
mm-hmm.
to mm-hmm. make the best with the list I had, mm-hmm. You know, trying to gather the money I need and, you know, determination, you know. This is, I think, beside everything,
mm-hmm.
having a goal,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
saying to yourself that you want to reach this point and working mm-hmm. to reach that point. And when people see you are mm-hmm. really determined, you mm-hmm. really want to reach somewhere, you always find people that will give you a hand. Mm-hmm. I will say I've been lucky to mm-hmm. get people on my way that mm-hmm. gave me a hand in a way or another. Mm-hmm. But it has been a lot of sacrifices as well. So this is the only way to go a business, mainly when you are almost alone in the
business, entrepreneur.
You know. Yeah.
Yes.
Not easy, okay. But, you know, a lot of hope.
Okay. So... two last questions, and if you can go quick,
yep.
Would you recommend to young people to get into entrepreneurship? Why or why not?
Can you repeat, please?
Would you recommend that young people get into entrepreneurship? Why or why not?
Oh, I would definitely recommend to young people to become entrepreneurs. You know, I think it's by becoming an entrepreneur. You get in the true world, in mm-hmm. true challenges, because being an employee is very good. It's a nice step to start with. But mm-hmm. when you work as an entrepreneur, you mm-hmm. can touch the challenges with your mm-hmm. own hands. You can
yes.
understand better the world, you know,
yes.
and you can contribute in a more concrete way to the
yes.
challenges of the world that are so many.
Yes.
Yeah, this is as I would definitely recommend to young people to start, even mm-hmm. very young, to try and be entrepreneurs.
Okay, last question. If you were to go back in time and give the 20-year-old J. Mary some bit of advice, what would you tell her? What would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Oh, I would tell my 20-year-old self that mm-hmm. J. Mary, mm-hmm. you should start the earliest possible
mm-hmm.
to try and be an entrepreneur. You should work towards that goal the earliest mm-hmm. you can. Gather mm-hmm. the tool you need, mm-hmm. the people around you that can help you grow as an entrepreneur, and
mm-hmm.
yes, go ahead without fear, without
mm-hmm.
hesitation. Just throw mm-hmm. yourself in the battle and
mm-hmm.
keep up fighting to
mm-hmm.
be useful to your society, to your family, to the world. Because this should be our ambition. Everyone
mm-hmm.
should try and work for something in the world, being useful not only to our own families, but to the world as a global planet where everyone
mm-hmm.
should mean to be something, to represent something, to be thought as someone important. Not because we are doing great things, but
mm-hmm.
as each of us is doing the smallest thing we need to put together in order to reach the best world, everyone is happy.
Thank you so much, J. Mary. It was a pleasure having you. And I think you gave us a lot to think about, and we hope to have you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure sharing this time with you. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode with J. Mary. We had a blast talking with her. If you happen to be in Virginia or nearby, please stop by the DH store. The store address is 1961. Chain Bridge Road, Tyson's Corner, Center, G022L, Tyson's, Virginia 22102. It's next to the Macy's on the first floor. You can also visit her website. I think it's dietch.net. So dietch.net. Again, her website is dietch.net. We would like your feedback for this very first episode, and anything that you can tell us how we can improve, we will really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Christian, and this is Webisoft Startup Trailblazers. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.